10 o'clock. This conversation on 702 is brought to you by Capitec. Slam the scam with Capitec. In fact, it's a conversation we've been bringing to you over the last couple of weeks because it just underscores how crazy the scammers have been, and we want you to be extra, extra careful out there. Scammers have exploited a predictable human behavior for actually centuries. Trust, fear, agency, and hope. But unlike in the past, their digital era now enables them to do so faster, more sophisticatedly, and at scale. What was once, it required face-to-face persuasion can now happen anonymously, instantly, and with precise targeting, thanks to social manipulation, data breaches, and modern communication channels. So as technology evolves, scammers actually adapt their tactics, combining centuries-old emotional manipulation with new digital tools to deceive them, to deceive even the most vigilant people. But Capitec is stepping in to help. So today we're joined once again by Nick Harris, who is the head of financial crime at Capitec, and Jean Rousseau, who is the head of CSI and financial education at Capitec, to chat about how you can stay safe here on 702. Nick and Jean, once again, thank you so much for making time for us. Good morning. And I'll start.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming back. Nick, which human behaviors do scammers usually exploit?
Yeah, so thanks for the question. I think, scammers really succeed because they exploit, like you said, predictable human behavior. And generally, it's not because people are careless or uneducated, but, every scam is tailored around very specific emotional triggers. So the first one, really, and this is the most important one, is the sense of urgency. So when you feel rushed, right, you stop thinking critically and you go into that survival reptilian brain. The second one is this fear of loss and loss aversion, and people react faster to the possibility of losing something than the chance of gaining something. There's also authority bias, so people automatically trust someone if they sound like they're in charge or in a position of authority or acting in an official capacity, like a lot of the SAPS impersonation scams. Scarcity and competition are especially exploited in so-called online market scams, so that fear or FOMO of missing out. Convenience and habit, we're used to receiving, for example, messages from courier services saying our parcel is ready for delivery. So why shouldn't we click on that link when it comes into our mailbox, right? This hope for financial improvement, rewards and social proof, guaranteed returns, fake testimonials and photos of, everybody are succeeding on TikTok, surely this investment is for me. Helplessness and empathy, sometimes people are really good at in being inherently good and reciprocal by nature. So scammers look at this. They pretend you were a friend or family on WhatsApp and pretend to be your new best friend on social media. And then there's this excitement and impulsive behavior that they like as well. So people react quickly when they think they've won something. And these are really emotional shortcuts built into all of us. And scammers know exactly how to activate them.
Yeah. So, Jean, given these behaviors, it sounds, as if anyone can become a victim. Why does psychological manipulation make, even digitally and financially experienced people so vulnerable?
Yeah, I think we just heard that scammers do not target your intelligence, they target your emotions. So all people experience fear, urgency, trust, or excitement. And when these emotions are triggered, your brain switches to fast, instinctive decision making. So scammers then also strike when you are distracted, busy with work or your children, school runs, late night messages. Timing is then part of that psychology. So we see clear patterns. People fall for investment scams because ambition and confidence bias make opportunities look legitimate. Young adults fall for online marketplace scams because scarcity and competition feel normal in these digital spaces. Parents fall for courier scams because convenience matters to them, that parcels must be delivered. Older people fall for authority-based impersonation scams because institutional trust is strong among older people. And then all these examples show that victims respond to emotion, pressure, and timing.
Yeah. Can you explain, Nick, how different types of scams use these human behaviors so that our listeners can recognize the patterns?
Yeah, so absolutely. So the better you can understand these triggers, the more likely you're going to recognize it. So it's so important to understand the psychology behind it. So really online marketplace and scams that use the scarcity and competition, and basically they're just going to trigger you to say, well, there's a lot of people waiting for it. You need to pay this now to get this, secure this PlayStation for $100, for example. Bank impersonations, authority and fear, that creates a sense of urgency, that pretends to be from the bank's fraud department or SAPS. And this fear of losing really lowers your guard and gets you to to really start playing along with the scam, unfortunately. Courier scams, that's convenience and habit. So it feels comfortable, it feels normal to click that link. You always get it from Buffalo, whoever's sending you the latest Temu Shein parcel. Investment scams, you know, they exploit multiple desires. Greed is one of those, right? And often they'll use social community WhatsApp groups. You're going to see photos of, you know, confirmations of payments. You know, people are looking like they're making money and getting rich through this thing. Mm. Upfront scams, you know, that's reward and people's helplessness. You know, you're supposed to be approved for a loan, for example. You need that credit line and then suddenly you're paying $1,000 into a scammer's pockets. And then lastly, really, these prize and competition scams, that excitement and the impulsive behavior, you know, you've won a claim, now click here. And then unfortunately, you're suddenly providing your credit card details to somebody sitting offshore.
Yeah. Jin, what practical steps can our listeners take to protect themselves?
So the best protection is to take a moment, because scammers rely on speed and emotion. A pause gives you your logical brain time to engage. So we can look at a few golden rules that anyone can apply. The first one, take a pause when you feel pressure. Urgent or threatening messages are very often scams. And when you pause, the types of scams that it can help with include payment requests, so fake notifications, including SARS demands, for example, courier or delivery fees, as Nick just pointed out, investment scams, where words like last chance or limited spaces build pressure, and romance scams, where a new friend on social media quickly can escalate to emergency money requests. Then verify independently is the second one. Always confirm the request using contact details you already trust. Not links, not numbers in messages or contacts provided in a message, not even through caller ID apps. Scam types this can help counter includes impersonation scams where banks, government, or employers and even schools can be impersonated. And also, of course, one that's also trending is business email compromises. So you get a email with an invoice for payment and the payment details have been adjusted. A third one is treat requests for secrecy as a red flag. If you're asked to keep it confidential or tell no one or handle it discreetly, stop immediately. And this works specifically for scams like romance scams, investment scams, family and distress scams, or then even CEO impersonation, which we also see. Question scarcity, especially online. If a seller who says many buyers are waiting or there's only one left, you should clearly see that as a red flag. And then finally, accept that guaranteed investment returns are fake. If an investment promises fast, guaranteed, or risk-free returns, do not invest. Take your time to ask critical questions. And this works because there's no legitimate investment without risk. Guaranteed returns usually mean the risk is hidden or that your money is being used to pay others. So in summary, if you pause, verify independently, and trust your instincts, you make it very difficult for scammers to manipulate you. Mm. And I think one last thing to mention, just for pensioners and older individuals, have that one trusted family member that you can contact when you feel pressurized or someone is asking you to do something urgently. Take that moment, pause, hang up the phone, and contact your family member and discuss that. Do not act instinctively and urgently.
Yes, please. Nick Harris and Jin Rousseau from Capitec, thank you so much for joining us and for providing these valuable tools to protect our listeners from getting exploited. It's 10 o'clock.